Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, May 24th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 141 years ago, today in 1883, the Brooklyn Bridge opened. A brilliant feat of 19th century engineering, it spans the East River, connecting Brooklyn to Manhattan. The bridge was designed by civil engineer John Augustus Roebling. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. Looking ahead in the weather. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, now on to sports. Jaylen Brown scored 40 points to lead the Celtics to a 126-110 victory over the Indiana Pacers in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals, giving them a two-game series lead. Brown's performance, along with key contributions from Jason Tatum and Derek White, secured the win. The Celtics, still without Kristaps Porzingis, could potentially sweep the series. For the Pacers, star guard Tyrese Halliburton exited with a hamstring injury, leaving Pascal Siakam to lead with 28 points. Game 3 is scheduled for Saturday at 8:30 Eastern. In local sports, the Red Sox are at home to take on the Brewers. In top news, when it comes to exceptional air travel, some airlines truly stand out. Delta Airlines tops the list for overall excellence, known for stellar customer service and reduced passenger complaints. American Airlines Flagship First offers the best domestic business class experience with exclusive perks. For international business class, Qatar Airways suite delivers unmatched luxury. United Airlines leads in diversity and sustainability, showcasing commitment to equity and environmental goals. Turkish Airlines impresses with lavish amenity kits and top-tier in-flight food, while Southwest Airlines provides reliable budget travel. Delta also excels in main cabin comfort with its modern fleet. In business news, the SEC has approved the first U.S. exchange-traded funds for Ether, allowing mainstream investors to trade this cryptocurrency like stocks or mutual funds. This surprising move enables the trading of spot Ether ETFs, boosting accessibility for investors. Major asset managers like BlackRock and Fidelity are set to launch these funds, pending further approvals. The decision marks a shift from SEC Chair Gary Gensler's previous stance on crypto regulation and suggests the potential openness to other cryptocurrency-backed funds, despite some opposition citing Ether's volatility and susceptibility to fraud. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 68,000. Ethereum is 3,800. And Solana is $171. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Spotify's decision to brick its car-thing devices on December 9 has left owners frustrated, as the company offers no refunds or trade-in options. Car-thing, initially launched in 2021, was designed to enhance in-car Spotify use, but required a Spotify premium subscription and a connected phone, making it seem redundant. Despite halting production in 2022, Spotify continued to sell the device. Users are now pleading for the company to open source the device to avoid e-waste, but Spotify has not responded to these requests, citing their initial goal of understanding in-car listening habits. And in entertainment news, Scarlett Johansson's dispute with OpenAI highlights Hollywood's concerns over AI's impact on intellectual property. After declining to voice an AI assistant, Johansson was shocked to hear a voice eerily similar to hers in OpenAI's demo. This prompted legal action and demands for transparency. OpenAI denies mimicking Johansson's voice, yet halted using the voice amidst the controversy. The incident underscores the need for clear regulations and consent regarding the use of artists' likenesses in AI, as Hollywood grapples with a rapid advancement of generative AI technologies. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the engineer who designed the Brooklyn Bridge, John Augustus Roebling. He said, "They will no longer suit the spirit of the present age to pronounce an undertaking impracticable. Nothing is impracticable, which is within the scope of natural laws." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.